Mornings with Ed, and so glad you're with us today. And good fortune has smiled upon us this morning, not just from that beautiful sunrise that you have behind you, but that we have Monty live in studio with us. Brand new EP that we're going to be discussing. It's called This Is For You. She brought Clay along with her on guitar, who's been up all night flying in from Hawaii. And we're going to have a great conversation with Monty in just a couple of minutes. But first, enjoy their first song out of the gate. It's called Coward's Castle. Laguna Beach from our Pearl Street studios. Please welcome Monty.
He talk, a false prophet, hold my heart, a real hostage in house of cards. Watch him fall down, down, down. On the track, here we go, a kamikaze and guns up. You know you got me, stand your ground. Like no one's watching, I still love me, love me, love me, a lion man. You're building a coward's castle, confusing it with home. You're building a coward's castle, this prison's now your throne. Your pill is made of salt now, you're living on the rocks now, you're building a coward's castle, but building it alone, yeah, and I believe, like Ripley, you're full of smoke, blowing up a chimney, and watch me take this bottle of gasoline and burn, 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 love me that lion man. Watch me burn, 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 this lion man. You're building a coward's castle, confusing it with home. You're building a coward's castle, this prison's now your throne. Your pill is made of salt now, you're living on the rocks now, you're building a coward's castle, but building it.
On behalf of the listening audience, let me once again say, wow.
Thank you.
That's some good stuff. No, thank you. If you're just joining us, that's Monty live in studio here at our Pearl Street Studios. That song was Coward's Castle off of the new EP called This Is For You. She's starting her tour tonight in San Diego. And we could not be luckier that you walked in this door. My goodness.
Thank you.
Welcome in. Welcome in, both you and Clay. Welcome, Clay. Now, what's the song about? Tell me about that song. That was Burn, Burn. There's just so many great lines in it. Tell me about it. Tell me about that song.
So this song was about actually more couple relationships. Basically, I found my pattern with men in the past has been I find these guys that just, you know, are afraid to be loved. And so they build this wall of just fear and, you know, and really just being cowardly, you know, to just let themselves be loved. So that was basically There's a lot of, so basically the lyrics are just like the different dynamics in that kind of a relationship.
Right. Yeah. It's the kind of song that as you're singing it, yeah, you're drawing a picture. You're actually putting the picture in my head. That was just beautiful.
That's great to hear. Thank you. Yes.
And now, was it, okay, so it's a compilation of men. It's a compilation of cowardly men, right?
Right, okay. Right.
It's almost, so when you sat down to write this song, when you sat down and thought, I'm going to put pen to paper, what was the situation then in your life?
So I wrote the song with Josh Stevens.
Okay.
And he, if you guys don't know Josh Stevens, he was part of LMFAO. He's worked with Grammy Award winning songwriter, amazing. And he's also produced the track. So we went into the studio and basically it actually started with him on piano. And we were just kind of getting a vibe. Him and I both have kind of a little bit of urban background. So we were trying to go in for, like a hip hop feel. And at the time I was actually not in an actual relationship, but I was starting to kind of see someone and it started going this way. And then I'm not really sure, we didn't go in there saying, okay, we're gonna write a song about really, usually, I mean, how I write, I don't really go in with like a certain topic. It's kind of like what the feel is. But at the time I was really frustrated because I was starting to notice this pattern with myself. And why do I attract these kind of guys, you know? And it was starting to happen. So even there's a line in the song, I'm not going to say it's kind of hidden. His name is kind of hidden in it.
Ooh.
The actual guy I was seeing at the time.
Right.
So yeah, I just kind of all, I think I actually started talking to Josh just about it, and that's how it kind of just developed. I was like, you know, actually, this is what I'm really frustrated about right now in life, so.
Right. Now, after meeting men like this and dating men like this, do you find yourself building a wall sometimes and kind of like that hands distance thing?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because actually, I actually realized that, and once I did realize that, I was able to have a breakthrough in it, and I'm actually in a really great relationship now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very much.
Thank you. Cool. Now, the EP is This Is For You. How many songs in the EP?
Five
songs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Each of them written by you and.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me and mostly with Josh Stevens, and then there's a couple of the writers. We pulled from a song from the past, pulled it in and made the EP, yeah.
Still really a relevant song,
right.
Obviously, right?
Right.
So when you're making the EP, are you visualizing the videos that will go behind it, and do you have control over those videos?
Absolutely. That's what's so amazing is, so I've been working with a company called Stadium Music Enterprise, and they have really taught me, guided me, and basically how to be a CEO of my own brand, and taught me actually how to build a brand.
Perfect.
So go beyond even just the music, because there is so much more to me than just the music. Right. And so it's funny you talk about visual, and it's so great to hear you that you got the visual, because I'm very visual.
Yeah.
And so even when in writing, and I'm picturing videos actually, right. Also. Perfect. So you got it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool. And storytelling and visual and is my way of writing, and just kind of the way I learn and just see the world, right? So So the song came first, and then I wanted to do something different too than previous projects, where I wanted to tell other people's stories.
Right.
I'm actually not in any of my videos.
Ooh.
So the video for Coward's Castle, we got some a female and a male actors, and they basically, so it's like they get to tell their story,
right.
And then, but it's my story vicariously being told through them.
That's very
so,
cool.
So yeah, it's really cool. Like, and I really like to just kind of create those spaces for other people to show up in, and yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. So your tour starts tonight in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at? We have a ton of San Diego listeners, by the
yes,
way.
Yes. Well, yeah, till 2.
Okay.
It's called Till 2
right.
In San Diego. Yes.
Right.
Doors open at 7.
All right.
And Clay will also be one of the openers.
Fantastic.
Doing his own thing, yeah.
Welcome out, Clay. First, let's meet Clay here. So
yeah.
You were on a plane from Hawaii just as soon as yesterday, right?
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Dry land.
Thank you, yeah.
Good
for you. I used to live out in the mainland for a while, then I moved back home.
Right.
And it's nice to be back on the mainland.
So you'll open tonight. You'll accompany her as well.
Yep.
All right. So how long you been playing? I guess you were born with it. It looks like you were born with a guitar in your hand.
He's one of those guys that just picked
we'll
it up
with
and
that.
Played like.
Yeah, I was always involved in music in one way or another. So I was playing, I don't even know how long I've been playing. We're going to say 15 to 20 years.
There'll be a quiz on Friday. Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper, Clay. So you have a song that's dropping today. It's called Shadow.
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck. We can find it everywhere that music can be found?
Yes.
Okay. So everywhere you can find music, you can find her new song, Shadow. We're going to hear that in a couple of minutes. I'd love for you to tell me a little bit about it before we get into it.
So this was one. So there's a lot that I went through as a child, and developed a lot of habits and a lot of just turmoil that I went through. And I basically realized that when I wanted to get rid of that past, I thought of, okay, what's something that can represent the past? And so I really realized, you know, when everywhere you go, you have a shadow that kind of follows you.
Right.
And so, in order to walk into the light, you have to make, it's kind of an interesting way we kind of did a spin on it, but you have to turn off the light, walk into the light from the darkness, and so get rid of the shadows. So the song is about getting rid of that shadow and walking into the light.
That sounds magnificent. I cannot wait to hear this song, man. I can't wait. And we're gonna get a little more of the story after the song, so I'd love to dig in a little deeper. Mm-hmm. You ready to do it?
Sure.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are live at our Pearl Street studios, and we are fortunate. We have Monty live in studio, brand new EP called This Is For You. Shadow is the new single that just dropped this morning. You're hearing it here first. All right. Once again, everybody, this is Monty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blinded by the spotlight, can't turn off the switch. Addiction to the pain became my ventriloquist. I'm convicted of something I didn't do, but something's holding me to you. The way you hold me to the ground, the way
Okay, I have never felt awesome. So no. stupid in my life.
No, that was awesome. That was perfect.
All right, well, let me do two things. Let me apologize to you, the artist, first. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
And apologize to the audience, man. Okay, so I'm going to edit that out.
Oh, okay.
So the podcast is going to be fine, as if I'm not the dumbest guy on the planet.
Actually, it was kind of cool. That's what happens live. You should see what happens when we do it live. Oh, my gosh, people start, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm moved by your voice.
Thank you.
I am absolutely moved by this voice.
Thank you.
How do you do this at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. Honestly, every time we do a morning thing, I'm always freaking out. And yet, right. Well, there's lots of warm-ups. There's tea. There's honey. Right. Making sure we go to bed at a decent hour because, you know, this instrument's connected to the body. So it's right. like when you're tired, it's... But I don't know. I mean, I've been doing it for so long. I think that's kind of... It's like anything else, you know, when you build up your muscle or right. condition. And I've been doing this since I was 4 years old. So,
and your music is it's storytelling. It is it's told so magnificently,
thank
and you,
you
just lay it out there. And yeah, here it is.
Thank
all right.
Much.
And your description of the turning off the light and moving into the light. Yeah, I get it. I get it
you
with the story.
It. Okay, thank you.
I do know. Well, that drops today, and you can get it everywhere. And everywhere that you find that song, by the way, it won't have me interrupting her in the middle. Oh, man, I just can't believe I suck that much. So, as you sat down to write that song, mm-hmm. obviously there's a lot of personal stuff happening there.
Yeah.
A lot. Tell me about the writing of that song, how tough it may have been.
Mm-hmm. So, this one I actually wrote back in 2011.
Okay.
So, and... There wasn't really anything going on at the time. It was more, this was more like I was drawing from the past and all the struggles. And just there was a lot, I grew up with a lot of, just in an environment that was very, a lot of just drugs and alcohol happening in my home. And so I chose to basically go and raise myself to get away from all of it. And obviously like gravitated to a family on the streets and just a lot of, you know, got involved in a lot of stuff. And then basically I just, you know, with the love of people and people believing me and introducing me into new worlds of possibilities and all that, just gave me this opportunity to basically put all my past into music and right. show that, like, wow, like, I went through all this. And now I can help others, and now I can empower others.
Right.
And so with this song particularly, I wanted to write a song about basically just that, like getting rid of, you know, getting rid of the past, like you don't have to be a victim to your circumstance,
right.
and walk in a new path. And literally, it's like, it's like I don't even identify with that past at all. It's like a whole separate, different person. So I wanted to... So in order, I had to really dig deep and really say a lot of the, you know, descriptive things
right.
in the song. Because I feel like, you know, the more authentic I am about it, then the more it can relate to others that are right. going through it. And so I have to say the difficult things.
It's either real or it isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
And even in that, like the blessing, like, you know, I mean, I have a relationship with my parents now, and like everything's changed even from that. So it's, you know, there's just so many miracles and so many blessings that have happened. I literally have had a transformed brand new life. And I just want everybody to know that that's possible.
So allow me to ask the question here. So during the dysfunction uh-huh. where you decided I'm going to go mm-hmm. now, I'm how old were you at that point?
12.
Okay. 12. So at 12
started, yeah.
and the separation, how many years in between before you developed a relationship with those? And those were the same parents that were part of that
yeah.
dysfunction, right?
Yeah.
How many years were separated between getting it together and you having made the decision to leave?
I mean, at least 10, 15 years. I mean, we always kind of kept in touch, you know. I just believe there was more out there, and
right.
I just had to go find out for myself.
Right.
And, but I always... constantly kept them in communication and prayed for them. And
right.
I mean, they're totally amazing people. Like they've been clean and sober for like many years
right.
and you know, all so.
It's an amazing transformation when
really
someone
is.
Sobers up.
Yeah,
it
and
really
I,
is.
And it, yeah, so even, you know, obviously going through the whole, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people have issues with their parents and how they grew up and all that, and we're shaped by that. But you know, not only was I able to break out of that and create something different for myself, but I also then kind of like went back and then wanted to help maybe them, you know, break out of some of those habits as well, and just represent hope.
What an incredible sense of empathy that is. That's it. That really is. I just want to go back and go, I can help you. I think I can help pull you out of this.
Yeah. And it was also their efforts as well. Right. You know, especially my mom specifically.
Right.
My mom, she's been awesome. She's been a huge supporter, and she is definitely like, it's really cool. 'Cause now like I actually see a lot of the positive, the great strengths in me that I got from her.
Right.
So it's really cool now I'm older and we're older and we're past all that, to be able to kind of develop this new recreated relationship.
You recognize personal strengths that you have that you got from her. Is there any musical talent that you may have gotten from either of your parents?
So my dad's side, my grandma, she was a famous singer in Portugal.
Okay.
I heard my dad played piano when he was a kid, but I'm not sure how much. Yeah. But yeah. And then my mom's side, my grandma was an actress and a model on my mom's side. It seemed to kind of skip the generation, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know. I think that everyone has talent in some way. It just takes an awareness of it and to develop it and to bring it out, you know? So I think there's talent with
We're in studio with a polished diamond right here. This is Monty. Her new EP is This Is For You. We've heard a couple of songs already, fantastic songs, Coward's Castle and Shadow, which dropped today, by the way. And with the turmoil that you had as a kid, you managed to dodge the foster system somehow. So congratulations there.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
And you started a nonprofit.
Yes.
Tell me about the nonprofit.
Nonprofit's called Hope Generations, and actually it started itself, to be honest. I naturally just started taking in, I think they just gravitated to me, but kind of just all naturally happened. So the way I transformed, basically, I had people that, just saw potential in me, saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, and they started bringing me into recording studios, bringing me into just whole new worlds that I never thought would be possible that I could ever be in, right? So then over time, I started naturally doing the same thing. So there were foster kids, I'd get like homeless kids, I get like human trafficking survivor, like all these just gang, like drugs affiliated, like these kids are just like lost. And
kids at the worst point
of
their lives.
Have these backgrounds, yeah. And I just got them, and I just naturally, you know, just had a heart, and there's some of the most amazing, they're amazing people ever. They're just, you know, they're just locked, stuck in a way that they think is all that it's supposed, that it's going to be for them. And so I just, same thing, just would bring them along and, you know, just kind of be whatever I could for them. And then I got invited one time to perform at House of Blues in downtown Disney. And they had asked me, though, I thought they were asking me to perform, they had asked me to, if they could show my work on the big screen. And I was like, what work are you talking about?
That's cool.
And they're like, well, aren't you a nonprofit? Don't you have a nonprofit? I was like, no, I don't have, like, well, you have all these. I'm like, yeah. But so anyway, one thing led to another. I talked to one of my mentors at the time about it. And she was like, and we just started coming up with like a name and a tagline, and it all just happened. And then she's like, congratulations, you're a founder of a nonprofit.
There you go.
And so we did, we threw this video together of, I had this videographer friend who had followed us around with some of the things we did. I called him up. I was like, can you put together a video of that I could show? And they were like, well, what do we do? I have no idea. So it kind of just all developed. And so basically we've developed over time. And what it is we just basically create experiences for foster youth, homeless youth, human trafficking survivors to just bring them into a whole new world of possibility with new experiences.
I said it before, empathetic to the bone, man. That's totally cool. Now, if our listeners wanted to help the nonprofit, where do they go?
HopeGenerations.org. It's with an S, HopeGenerations.
With an S.
.org.
Okay. Now, the song Echo. Tell me a little bit about Echo.
Oh, that's perfect. So, yeah. So there's, so this song, it's kind of the anthem for basically what we stand for with the nonprofit, what I stand for, not just for the next generation, but for humanity. Basically, just, you know, that you don't have to be a victim to your circumstance, and the ones that are feel like they're the most unheard, the ones without voices. Right. I wanted to write a song and put a song out there that they could feel empowerment, that to know that I hear them,
right,
and that I hope to be a voice for them. And so we actually, and what's really beautiful about this is we actually had one of my mentees at the time, he was just coming out of foster care system and entering adulthood.
Right.
And he was an aspiring singer and artist, and he got to experience his first time in a recording studio helping us write this song. So he was in the room with us. So
that's
that was
cool.
Yeah. So and then on in when you hear the track, the chorus of it is all my Hope Generation's mentees that are singing on the chorus,
that's
the actual chorus
cool.
track. So, right. Yeah.
So if I promise to shut the hell up during the entire song, will you sing it for us?
There won't be any unexpected breaks in this one.
Well, I'm going to give you plenty of time to finish, I promise.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. If you're just joining us, we're live in studio with Monty. Her new EP is This Is For You. The brand new single, Shadow, dropped just this morning, and you heard it here first a few minutes ago. This song is called Echo. Once again, Monty.
Some get saved by the bell. Some get promised a prom date. Some pass out on a Monday. Let it echo down the hallway. Some get left on the curb. Some will never be heard. But for me to show up is a victory, and let it go as I echo down the hallway. Hey, let it echo down the hallway. Yeah. 'Cause we are. The voiceless, and we are the reckless, and we are our choices estimated to never make it. We are the voiceless, and we are the restless, and we are our choices estimated to never make it. No. They said, never make it. And some would say that my home isn't normal. And some would say that this lean is the problem. And some would say I'm the victim and the villain, screaming out as I echo down the hallway. We are the voiceless, and we are. Listen, we are our choices estimated to never make it. We are the voiceless, and we are the restless, and we are our choices estimated to never make it. They said I'd amount to nothing, no. Feed a man a riddle in a doctor's note, oh. But who would have thought now the kid that can't read now would speak for the people, a secret that's equal to gold. The truth, it's yours. Find your purpose and love yourself. Find your purpose and love yourself. They said we weren't gonna make it, but we don't have to take it. Look at us, we made it. They said we weren't gonna make it, but we don't have to take it. Look at us, we made it. Hey, we are the voices, and we're gonna make it. Ooh. and we are the reckless, and we are our choices estimated to never make it. We are the voices, and we are the restless, and we are our choices estimated to never make it. No. Look at me, if I can make it, then you can make it.
So can you look at someone and know that they absolutely love you as a fan? Because that's what I'm doing right now. I absolutely love you. This is just a cool session.
Thank you.
No, thank you. That song was Echo. Let me tell you, your writing is meaty and meaningful, and it's just, yeah, man, right on. I'm a fan.
Boom. Thank you.
Fan. Boom.
Thank
you. Stamp me right here. Put it right next to the tattoo of tattoo. So a beautiful, beautiful. So what were your influences growing up?
Oh, man. A lot of Whitney.
Okay.
A lot of Michael Jackson, Etta James.
Yeah.
Lot of Tupac, a lot of hip hop, actually various hip hop artists and R&B, 90s R&B.
Right.
Hip hop, where's that? And and then a lot of blues. Too. Right. A lot of blues artists. And,
great
yeah.
pipes. Just
Thank
great
you.
Pipes, man.
Thank you.
This is so cool. This is just a great session. So, Clay, you're opening tonight for, and again, I need to say this, that your tour starts tonight in San Diego.
It starts right now.
This is it. Yeah. This is we're starting the tour right now.
Yeah.
And so after opening the show, mm-hmm. you have the luxury of hanging out, man, and playing with her. Will Clay be touring with you the entire tour?
Yep.
All right.
Came out for
this
it.
Is a great yeah. combination.
Thank
this
you.
Is a
Thank
fantastic
you.
Combination, man.
Thank you.
There's a synergy in this room of art.
Thank you.
And I think you both, this is just beautiful, man. How'd you find each other?
You tell them.
In Hawaii, about 10 years ago. Actually, it's an amazing story. There's like one blues club, one jazz blues club on Oahu.
Okay.
And I was actually taking a break from music, completely going on a hiatus. And, I heard about the one club there, so I had to go check it out. And there was this guy with really long black hair, just ripping like Jimi Hendrix with this blues band. And I'm like, am I in Hawaii? Like, I was just so confused. Yeah. And I was like, I was like, dang, he was so good. And I was just like, what the heck? And I immediately became a fan. And then I asked, I was like, who are these guys? And they're like, Friends of Adam, you haven't heard of them? They just opened for Aerosmith. They're like this big deal. I'm like, wow, okay. So, and then so I started to kind of get into music a little bit, started doing some open mics around the island. And there was this one open mic we went to, and I went up to the host and, you know, can I do a few songs? And had no idea. It was this guy right here, Clay.
Yeah.
But I had no idea until like as I was up there singing and he was in front of me, like just like cheering me on and all that. And then
I was instantly a fan also.
He looked familiar though. And then it was like, I think in mid song or mid set, I realized it was that same guy I had seen playing at the club, you know, ripping it. And so I was like, wait, are you with a band that just opened Aerosmith, Friends of... He's like, yeah, that was it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a fan. And then he's like, I'm such a fan of you. And then we're like, hey, we should get together, just like write some time. And here we are 10 years.
This was meant to be, man.
Yeah.
This was meant to be.
Yeah.
We've toured like the whole US together.
We worked together for a while.
Yeah.
And then not, because we started, you know,
I moved back to LA.
And I was in Texas. Yeah. I stayed in Texas for a while. Did the blues thing out there.
So Austin, I take it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well,
yeah.
We're all
and so I think this is the first, like...
This is kind of a reunion for us, too.
Yeah.
Since
We've
been
played
around.
Together, you know, before. Nothing like this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it just seemed right. I'm going on tour again. Hey, I need to bring...
There you go.
Are you down?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go, man. That's
there
right.
Go.
This is going to be a great tour. And if you have a chance, if you're out there anywhere listening, if you're in the listening audience... You got to catch these two. Monty, along with Clay. She starts, or they, right here. This is the tour starting right now.
This is the tour starting.
What other cities are we hitting?
Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm looking at Candace because she's got it down. That's my touring assistant. She, so we're doing Albuquerque, New Mexico, a couple Odessa. Places in Texas, Odessa and Houston, Austin, San Marcos, New Orleans, Nashville,
Tennessee. Oh, just beautiful.
It's going to be fun.
If you have an opportunity, you absolutely must catch them live. This is a magnificent instrument, and you are just a wonderful songwriter. And I hope I'm not oozing too much, man, but I absolutely love this. This is just my favorite session, man. I love this.
Thank you.
Where can we find your music? All your music and anywhere music? Spotify, YouTube?
Yeah, Spotify. Anywhere? Monty, the artist, M-O-N-T-I.
Okay.
The artist, that's YouTube, Instagram, and everything. Right. Yeah.
Beautiful. So, anything you want to tell our audience before we go?
Tonight also, I want to give a shout out to the other openers.
Okay.
For tonight, it's going to be Mars at Mars Jukebox in Georgia, and then Clay will also be opening.
Beautiful.
This is basically a reunion show in general because Mars is actually the one who gave me my first record deal when I was a teenager.
How cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a nice reunion show. So definitely come out, experience the family, the love, so many, like, just reunions happening. And just, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
All right. Now, when you're done with your tour, you promise you come back?
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on our website, on the KX93.5 website, on a podcast. And I'll cut that crap out where I mess up something, I promise. We've been here with Monty. The new EP is This Is For You. The new single Shadow drops this morning. Thank you very much, Monty.
Thank you.